Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi have unequivocally and strongly condemned terrorism and violent extremism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism from Pakistan. In the India-Japan annual summit joint statement, both leaders condemned in the strongest terms the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir on 22nd April last year. They also noted the United Nations Security Council Monitoring Team report of 29 July 2025 mentioning the Resistance Front, TRF. They also condemned in the strongest terms the terror incident in Delhi on 10 November last year. The two prime ministers reiterated their commitment to advancing cooperation among like-minded countries towards the shared goal of a resilient and prosperous Indo-Pacific. India has reiterated its firm stand that terrorism cannot be justified under any circumstances and called for united global action to eliminate the menace. Addressing the UN General Assembly during the adoption of the 9th review of the United Nations Global Counter-Terrorism Strategy, India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Harish Parvathaneni, said a terrorist is a terrorist and emphasized that the counter-terrorism efforts should not be weakened by false equivalences or politicized narratives. The Ministry of Civil Aviation yesterday launched the Air Suvidha 2.0 portal for Ebola health screening at points of entry international airports across the country. Developed in collaboration with the Directorate General of Health Services and Delhi International Airport Limited, the upgraded digital platform aims to strengthen health surveillance of international travelers through real-time coordination among health, immigration and surveillance agencies for early detection of at-risk passengers. The upgraded Air Suvidha 2.0 introduces a fully contactless and paperless health self-declaration system for international arrivals. Under the new system, international travelers can submit their health self-declaration online up to 24 hours before arrival, facilitating faster immigration clearance while ensuring seamless health screening at points of entry. The District Committee on Eklavya Model Residential Schools, or EMRS, yesterday reviewed the progress of the EMRS projects at Chechama and Botsa during a meeting chaired by Deputy Commissioner B. Henak Bacham at the Deputy Commissioner's office in Kohima. The committee assessed key infrastructure requirements, including approach roads, power and water supply for the Chechama project, while reviewing water connectivity and overall progress at Botsa. According to the review, the Chechama project has achieved 62.3% physical progress, while the Botsa project stands at 21.47%. Both schools are scheduled for completion by 2027. The Deputy Commissioner directed all concerned departments to work in close coordination to ensure the projects are completed on time for the benefit of the students. Deputy Commissioner of Wokha has outlined the procedure for reporting livestock deaths to claim relief under the State Disaster Response Fund. The directive follows guidelines issued by the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority through the Home Department. Under the guidelines, livestock owners must report animal deaths caused by disasters within 24 hours to the nearest veterinary center or administrative authority. Upon receiving the report, veterinary officials are required to carry out spot verification within 3 days. Owners must also submit geo-tagged photographs of the carcass, while post-mortem examinations should be conducted wherever possible. Following verification, the district veterinary officer will issue a death certificate confirming the disaster-related loss. It also directed chief veterinary officers to maintain proper records and submit the required documentation to the District Disaster Management Authority. The district administration stressed strict compliance with the guidelines to ensure timely relief and accurate documentation of livestock losses. And in the FIFA World Cup, Spain defeated Austria 3-0 in the round of 32 at Los Angeles Stadium in Inglewood, California, to book a place in the round of 16. Meanwhile, Portugal also advanced to the round of 16 after defeating Croatia 2-1 in their round of 32 match in Toronto, Canada. Portugal will face Spain in the round of 16 in Dallas on Tuesday. Later today, Switzerland will face Algeria in Vancouver at 8:30 a.m. IST, while Australia will take on Egypt in Arlington at 11:30 p.m. IST. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned, as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.